Let's start off, and I want to start with a different approach on this because of some things I want you to think about when we approach health products and treatment programs. I want us to approach that through a different perspective. Let's start off by talking about biblical principles of good health. What does the Bible teach about health? The Bible's not a textbook of medicine, but it does say some things about health. So let's look at that. Believers are to take care of the body as good stewards of the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19. It belongs to God, if you will. It's God's property. It's a temple. You're to present your body to God and use it for His service. Romans 12:1 says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. To present means to place a person or thing at another's disposal. So you've been given your body to serve Him, so you present it back to Him to be used as He wants it used. And you place it at His disposal, which means you use it in a way that honors Him, to serve Him. And everything you do with your body is to glorify the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore we eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And Paul said in Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. So let me say it again. Your body is God's property. It doesn't belong to you. Your bodies are the members of Christ, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:20 and 1 Corinthians 6:15. You're bought with a price. Christ bought you, your body and your mind and your material, your non-material. God bought you. You belong to His. He paid a price for it. It's not yours. It's not about you. It's about Him. And you're to take care of your body as good stewards of God's property. It's His property. And when you take care of the body, you're being a steward of that which belongs to God. So that brings us to this concept. Seeking medical attention is not primarily to get well, but to be a good steward of somebody else's property, God's property. So when you go to a doctor, your primary goal as a believer should not be to get well, should not be to restore good health, but to be a good steward of God's property. It's kind of like you take your car to the tire repair shop with a flat tire. Now, if we used the body metaphor, and the reason we go to a doctor and getting well is the guideline, and we say we take our car to the tire repairman, and using the same analogy, we'd say, well, I want you to fix this tire because the ride is so rough and noisy and uncomfortable, I want to get it changed. Well, that's true, but that's not our primary reason. Our primary reason for taking it to the repairman is to get the tire fixed so the car can be restored to its position of maximum service, maximum function. So you take your body to the doctor the same way, to get it fixed if possible, to be restored to a position of service. Now, if your goal for going is to get well, what are you going to do if you're told you won't get well? What happens then? See, that means that your goal was wrong or your goal was unsuccessful. But if you're told you have an illness that's incurable, and through that you can learn how to serve God and glorify Him better, then your visit was very successful. So seeking medical attention is not to get well. Not to relieve symptoms, is to be a good steward. Preventing illness and getting well are byproducts of being a good steward of your body. See, to maintain good health, the reason we should take care of our body and maintain good health is for the purpose of glorifying God, not to prevent illness. You know, we know more than one person who's done a good job of maintaining good health, and they still die young. And they still die of ill health. You can be a good steward of your body and not prevent illness, because there's this thing called the curse of sin. And it means we'll all get sick, we'll all die, some of us will die without getting sick, but most of us will die as a result of some sickness. And using biblical principles in our life is no guarantee that we'll talk about these verses, and we'll just briefly touch on these, and they talk about what you do and you live a long life. That's no guarantee. God is not saying if you do this, you're guaranteed long life. But what it's saying is you can do some good things, and if you're going to do anything that's going to impact your health, biblical principles are the best. And you do that to be a good steward, not to have long life. Now, from a biblical standpoint, there's a lot of things that we could look at, but I just want to look at a few on this and start off with one concept. If you'll look at 1 Timothy 4:8, let's take a look at that a minute. 1 Timothy 4:8. I'll not read 7. 7 introduces this and moves into it, but you can get the concepts there. But I want to just get the theme of 4:8. Bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. It doesn't say bodily exercise profits nothing. Bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for not only this life, but eternal life. It spreads over. So basically, with what all I've said thus far, the concept is that a right relationship with God does more to promote good health and long life than all the health maintenance and preventive measures available today. All the health measures, the preventative measures, the health maintenance measures do not have nearly as much benefit on our health as a right relationship with God. Now, let me illustrate that by two rather quick extremes here. First of all, disobedience harms health. Proverbs 10:27 says, "The years of the wicked will be shortened." That's pretty blunt, pretty vivid. Proverbs 2:16-19 talk about what happens in immorality. And it says about the immoral woman that this man seeks, "Her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead." Disobedience harms health. By contrast, obedience promotes health. A couple of interesting passages. Proverbs 3:1-2. "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you." And Proverbs 4:20-22. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Now, we just keep that in mind. Disobedience harms health. Obedience promotes health. Let's put it this way. You hear, read, study, memorize, meditate, apply God's word. That is far more significant to your health than exercise and diet. And let me say this. I think the diagram is incorrect because the contrast should be bigger. Should be more significant. A right relationship, I want to say it again, a right relationship with the Lord does more to promote good health and long life than all the health maintenance and preventative measures available today. That's what the Bible teaches. And there's many, many, many more passages. If you want to know some more passages, in the first chapter of my book and the appendix, I've listed all the ones that I could uncover, and that's probably not that exhaustive on this topic. So we need to keep in mind, remember, it doesn't say this profits nothing, this profits a little. But it compares this, godliness is far more profitable than this. It doesn't say we should stop this, I'll talk about that later, but it says this is where our concentration be as believers. Now let's talk about some other biblical principles to guide us in this issue. We as believers are to worship the Creator more than the creature. Romans 1:25 talks about the people who worshiped the creature more than the Creator. And they were more concerned about the body, the creature, than the Creator. And we can't do that. We have to have a focus that's worshiping the Creator more than a creature. Also, relief or cure cannot be our primary goal. 2 Corinthians 5:9.